Call the West Lafayette Village Council meeting order, please stand for the pledge and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Roll call.
Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
And Warden Kirker's not here yet.
Yeah, he'll be here in about 5 minutes. So I would ask before we go to excusing him to give him, he just texted and said he's just about 5 minutes away, so we'll recognize him when he comes. Okay, the minutes from the November 25th regular council meeting have been previously provided. If there are no corrections to those minutes, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion approved.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes. Okay, under correspondence, the only thing I have is three Christmas cards. One from who I have no idea, they didn't sign it. One from Silversmith Data staff, and one from Engineering Associates. And that is all the correspondence I have. Any citizens' comments? Don't see anybody? Okay. Department reports, fire department.
Evening.
Good evening.
Month of November, we had a total of 7 foot calls. Four fire calls, the two building fires and the chimney fire were mutual aid calls outside our district. We had a total of 5 rescue calls, medical assists and accidents, 3 hazardous conditions, 1 fire, 1 smoke removal, and 3 good intent calls. Locations, 2 in the village, 4 in Lafayette Township, 6 in Oxford Township, 1 in White Eyes, and 4 mutual aid calls out of our coverage area. 97 firefighters responded, it cost $880. Work on emergency calls, 170.41 hours total, and vehicle and training was 62 hours last month for a total of 232.41. Fire loss for November was 0. Year to date were 408,000. Last year to date was 99,220. Call history 186 this year, 148 last year.
Any questions? All right, thanks, David.
Dame, are you going to be wanting a fire meeting?
Need a fire meeting, Chief. Put the new contracts all signed back.
We're good. Good to go. Mayor, council members, village administrator, police chief, audience, it. It's this time of the year where we've got to redo our volunteer firefighter dependency fund. And what really happens is we have 2 members from the fire department, we have 2 members from the administrator. So I'd like for you to go ahead and have these people added on. I don't know whether you want to keep the same people, which they did a good job last year. We can do that. But the fire department's going to add 1 new member to theirs. We're going to put on Chad Gallagher. He'll take the place of one of the guys who retired. A little bit how this works. It comes off to your evaluation on your property tax. And it goes to the state fire marshal's office. They kind of control it. And what it is your valuation is $21 million to $28 million. It's about $135. And what it does, it takes care of, you have a line of duty desk. Now, we really don't want to have this, but if it really happens, this is what the committee does. And what they do, they give a one-time donation to the spouse of $1,000 at $300 a month. Each sibling, they give $125, and it ends at the age of 18. But if they're in a secondary educational unit, which would be about most anything, they give $125 a month. So it's a good program to have. It takes care if we have to have a line of duty death, and a lot of times it helps supplement for their wages and things. So I'm here. You'll have to, your council will have to appoint two people again. That time you had
Christy
and you.
I'll stay on.
And then we had to put on Chad Gowdy. He'd be a new member from the fire department, and I'm still on it also. I'll be the chair of it.
We'll leave Chris and Tim on it, and we'll get the new document signed up ready.
Yeah, we just need to get the paper. We need to get the paperwork. We should have done it in November, but in November I was at the trustees getting fire contracts made. So what it costs us is basically $135 a year. Very basically cheap at what they furnish to anybody that's in a line of death of duty. It's a great program to have, and I'm in favor of it. So it doesn't take you to have all they require is one meeting a year, and for you to get that out of the road, and everybody points everything, everything's legal. Spencer's not saying anything. I forgot to mention you, didn't even see you. Sorry. Okay, thank you very much, Council. Mayor.
Thanks, Chief. Before we proceed on down to the reports, I'll mention that I want to try to get through regular business as timely as possible. We have two hearings tonight. One is a public hearing. One will be dealt with in an executive session. But I want to try to keep us on track as much as we can because it's going to be a long night. So, fiscal officer.
Okay. I need to report that we had our finance meeting tonight. We went over November's month-end cash summary. The bills have been passed around for approval. I wanted to make note that we did receive a check from OPWC to replenish our sewer fund in the amount of roughly $70,000. That was from the Johnson Street Sewer Project. And there's a resolution on the table, 2019-63, that's to add funds in the general fund in the amount of $2,875 just to cover the rest of the solicitor fees for 2019. And then just want to note that I'll be out for the next couple days for leadership Coshocton tomorrow and then a personal day on Wednesday. So I'll be available, text and email if you need me.
Police.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I'm Chief. For November, accident reports were 2, call and complaints 149, criminal arrests 1, domestics 2, felony cases 1, follow ups 52, traffic arrests 3. Traffic stops 12, warnings 12, speed warnings issued 0, speed citations issued 0, 1,813 miles driven, and gas is 212. Any questions?
Thank you, Chief.
Okay. I need the packet from you. The packet from you.
Okay, Councilman Bordenkircher is here. I entertain a motion to recognize Councilman Bordenkircher.
Motion to recognize Councilman Bordenkircher.
Second.
Okay.
Wheeler?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Okay, solicitor's report.
I am attending this Friday, December 13th, the Ohio Municipal Attorneys Association 2019 Winter Municipal Civil Law Seminar. Topics will include annexation, mass shootings, hemp legislation, attorney conduct, and we will receive a legislative update. So anything exciting from that, I will report to you. A criminal complaint was filed recently against Darren Welker for commencing construction without a permit. The garage construction at 112 East Grandview Street. The municipal court set that for trial January 6th. Per my request, that was bumped up. I'm told it will be moved to December 18th, which is next week. So we will go to trial on that. The last thing to report on before other matters we attend to, There is a unitization hearing set for Wednesday regarding the land owned by the village in Belmont County. The a company called Gulfport wants to join, I think it's approximately 65 tracts of land into one unit under the law so they can make better use out of everything and comply with the statutes for oil and gas production fracking. So it's as long as the applicant can meet the standards that it needs to show to ODNR that they will make good use of this. Sorry, let me get you the standard here really quick. They will grant it. Here it is. If they find that operating as a unit is reasonably necessary to increase substantially the ultimate recovery of oil and gas and the value of the estimated additional recovery of oil or gas exceeds the estimated additional cost incident to conducting the operation. If they find that the operation proposed by Gulfport meets that standard, the chief has to grant the application for unitization. So it's likely that it will be granted unless there's some sort of issue brought up at the hearing. I don't find it see a need for me to attend that if we are not contesting those factors that Gulfport won't be able to increase the ultimate recovery of oil and gas by doing this. I'm not aware of anyone going to contest it. As an unleased mineral interest holder, we have the right to appear, but as long as the division makes its finding that this makes sense, this will be beneficial to the ultimate recovery of oil and gas, it's going to grant the application. We can still enter into leases subsequent to the hearing with Gulfport, and I believe that's the entity that's knocked on our door about that, and you've had some discussions on that. It's sort of nothing really for us to gain from going there unless you have some sort of opinion on it you wanted to express.
I'm not going to gain anything from it anyhow, are we?
Maybe down the road you will. You know, there's no guarantee. I mean, they're saying they're going to, you know, use this area, so maybe eventually we will see something.
We've been contacted to sit down with their land agents to talk about a lease, and we signed the appropriate paperwork to allow them to sit down with us, but they haven't got back to us yet. That's only been a couple of weeks.
So we're currently not under lease, as far as we're aware.
No, that's a good company to get a lease with.
Cool. Is that it?
That is it for now, yes.
Village Administrator.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council, we had a couple committee meetings I was part of, the Building and Properties Committee, and I met, and we've kind of shifted our focus from a complaint-driven system to, which is 100% reactive, to a more proactive approach. So the actual form itself was augmented. Rather than saying that the Buildings and Properties Committee has received a complaint and then cite the complaint, we've changed the wording that the Buildings and Properties Committee and or Village Administration has received a complaint and or determined. And basically what that allows us to do is I can drive around and be more of a co-compliance officer and not wait for a complaint. If I see a problem, I can help get it addressed and not rely on the three members of council that have to drive around and find everything or wait for somebody to call them and complain. So we made that official switch. We also developed a citation for non-compliance with the zoning code, and we can do that now without receiving complaints. We can also be proactive with zoning code violations rather than reactive. We had a public works committee meeting, very productive. There are two members that live in the 600 block of East Main Street that would like to tie in to our sanitary sewer system, and the members of the public works committee and I met, and they felt that after I reach out to the other members of the 600 block of the of East Main Street, that we could come back together and figure out what the best plan of option would be to get them onto the sanitary sewer. We have a couple ideas in mind, but we want to understand the scope of the project before we report back any more details on that. Handicap signing for parking spots around the village. Amy and I took care of ordering those today, and so as soon as the handicap signing, along with the handicap and van accessible signing, comes in, then the police department will be able to begin to enforce handicap parking within the village. Right now, any signing that is up does not meet the Ohio Revised Code standards. That's why we are not enforcing it. Leaf pickup, if I can, Diane, make sure this makes this part at least makes the radio. We're done picking up leaves. We took the leaf machine apart today. Normally, we're done the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We actually extended it and picked them up through this morning. We picked up 5 or 6 streets this morning. Obviously, we can still pick up bags. We can always pick up bags, but the leaf machine itself has been put away and will not be taken back out. So if you have leaves down in your yard, please do not rake them to the curb. Please bag them, and we will remove those as we drive around and pick them up.
What do you do with them when you pick them up in bags?
Don't they take them down to the...
Take them down there and dump them? We take them down and dump them.
Could I load my pickup with what I've got instead of bags and just take it down and dump them?
I would prefer that you don't.
Okay.
Just simply because it'll probably stir her hornet's nest and somebody wanting to know who's okay. Back there.
Okay. I just thought it'd save no, bags. Yeah. I just throw them in the back of my truck and...
Chris can tell you from just on Friday night, we had a sewer breakage, and within a very short time, we were getting calls because somebody in a white truck was pulling the manhole covers off, and PD was getting reports. So,
okay.
To save a lot of heartache if left with the guys picking them up. Okay.
The statement of qualifications for the potential sidewalk project are due this Friday, and Amy will crack those open at 1600 this Friday to find out the statement of qualifications for the potential sidewalk project that we've been talking about. And then, as the mayor mentioned, we did have a sewer blockage sometime between midnight and 1 a.m. On the north side of town, a woman in the 200 block of Wood Avenue called it in. Within an hour and a half, the problem was abated. It was about 94 from the closest manhole. The blockage was about 94 feet deep. So took a little bit of work to get it out, but Dave did a real good job and his team getting it taken care of. And like the mayor says, after the original call came in, Dave was in town within 15 minutes, started popping manholes, and within 5 minutes of him being in the road popping manhole covers, the police department started receiving complaints and concerns from village citizens that there was somebody in a white pickup truck popping home manhole covers. And to me, I love that. That lets us know that we have a very vigilant and perceptive community. We have a small police force, and there's the more people that are looking out their windows at midnight and making phone calls, the more safe that we all are. So I know that there's two ways to look at that kind of phone call at midnight, right? And I prefer to look at it as a very vigilant community, and I appreciate that in our community members. I hope that they stay that vigilant. So as far as we know, and I think we'd know by now, no sewage actually backed up into anybody's basement. So we got it taken care of very quickly. And with that, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, the only thing I've got in addition to that is we received a letter on December 2nd from the Ohio EPA Division of Drinking and Groundwater. And what they have stated is that the Ohio and states nationwide are faced with challenges related to per in polyfluoroalkali substances, PFAS, which have been manufactured and used for years in everyday items such as nonstick cookware, water-resistant clothing, personal care products. PFAS chemicals have also been widely used in firefighting foams, military installations, and fire training facilities. Earlier this year, the U.S. EPA released a PFAS action plan, and many states are taking additional actions, including the initiation of sampling to determine levels of PFAS in drinking water. On September 27th, Governor DeWine directed the Ohio EPA agency and the Ohio Department of Health to develop a statewide PFAS action plan to analyze the prevalence of PFAS in Ohio drinking water. As such, I'm not going to read this entire page and a half letter, but what they're going to do is they're going to coordinate initial sampling of 1,500 public water systems statewide. We don't know whether we'll be one of those or not, but Dave K. Dry and I went through this, and at this point, since we, a year from now, in all probability, will be on to Shockham water, we're not going to do anything unless we're directed to by the EPA otherwise. Any questions with that? Okay, committee reports, buildings and property.
On December 3rd, we met, and he more or less said everything
was right down. Sorry, I apologize.
But he did send out 10 of the new letters, some of the letter forms that he's had. He sent 10 of them out. That's basically it.
Okay, community business development.
Nothing. Sorry.
Community relations.
Chamber had their Christmas parade. Assumed it went pretty well.
Small, but yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, they said it was a small, but it was pretty nice. And Santa Claus went over to the Baptist church.
They're done meeting now until February. Nothing from water exploration and finance.
Finance met tonight. Finances are looking good. They're tight, but they're looking good. And it looks like we might also have a little bit of a carryover for next year. And we need to have an approval for the cash summary end of November, please.
Motion to approve the end of November cash summary.
Second.
Bauer?
Yes.
Kirker?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
And that's all for me.
Nothing from Fire Dependency Board. Ordinance?
Nothing that gets done there.
Park Board?
Nothing.
Planning Commission?
Not a thing.
Okay, Public Safety?
Fire Department made the report, the Police Department did, and I've asked the fire if they want to have a meeting. They're not ready for a meeting yet. And is the PD still back there?
No.
All right. I'll check with him later.
Public Works.
Mm-hmm. We met on the 2nd of December, and the VA already told you everything we talked about. So we put him to work, in other words.
Good deal. All right, nothing from records retention, nothing from rules. Okay, we've got some ordinances here to give readings to. First one, this is the second reading for Ordinance 2019-57, the 2020 Permanent Appropriations Ordinance. An ordinance to make permanent appropriations for current expenses and expenditures of the Village of West Lafayette, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2020. That's the second reading. Next is Ordinance 2019-58, an ordinance establishing a 2020 pay and benefit schedule for the Village of West Lafayette and repealing ordinances and resolutions in conflict therewith. I would note that Section 9, since the first reading, had some updates to the language with that. So that's the second reading of 2019-58. Next is 2019-60, an ordinance regulating the operation of all-purpose vehicles on the streets, highways, and other public property under the jurisdiction of the Village of West Southwest. That's the second reading. Next, this is the second reading for ordinance 2019-61, an ordinance is regulating and operating of underspeed vehicles, golf carts, utility vehicles, and mini trucks on the streets and highways under the jurisdiction of the Village of West Lafayette. That's the second reading. Next, this does contain the emergency clause. It's resolution 2019-62, a resolution authorizing the mayor, fiscal officer, and village administrator to sign and execute all documents necessary with Diversified Engineering to proceed with an evaluation of the Chase Bank building.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yep.
Ford Kirker?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes. Motion to adopt.
Second.
Ford Kirker?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yeah.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
And last but not least, this is resolution 2019-63, does contain the emergency clause. This is the one that the fiscal officer addressed in for funds for the village solicitor. Resolution 2019-63, a resolution to amend the 2019 permanent appropriations ordinance 2018-68, adding funds.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Lusk?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Ford and Kirker?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Ford and Kirker?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, I have no other business for council at this point. Let's schedule some committee meetings if necessary. Anybody?
No.
Anybody? Going once? Going twice? Gone. No committee meetings. Okay, the bills have been around. I entertain a motion to approve the bills.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Ford Kirker?
Yes.
Okay, we've got a public hearing and an executive session hearing that we're going to do. So we're going to take about a 5-minute recess so we can get ready to go for that. And so 5 minutes and we'll get back here at, 7:35.